Radio 92.9 The Game. This is your victory.
Yes, he did! Touchdown, Atlanta!
Your defeat.
And New England wins 34-28.
Your team. Every year for decades.
Tomorrow, Falcons, Bears. Kickoff at 1. The Falcons play here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam Crenshaw with you on the game day Saturday. The Kia Studios, high above Midtown, Atlanta, Peachtree Street. Thanks for being with us, and once again, welcome all of our people coming up from Florida, seeking a little safe refuge from the storm. And that's for you, dedicated for you guys. But also, when you think about love and tennis, that's not good, because that means you're losing. I don't know. We're going to get to that as we join our guests. The Jones are now on the WaitFor.com hotline. Rick Limpert is media director for the BB&T Atlanta Open and the Tech of Sports. Good morning to you, Rick.
Good morning, Sam. Good to talk some tennis with you this morning.
Great, because this is the last weekend of the U.S. Open, and just when we thought maybe people were going to talk more about who wasn't there than who was, we got this All-American Women's Semifinal and this All-American Women's Final. It has people talking.
Yeah, the Americans showed up on the women's side and on the men's side as well a little bit, but I think it shows kind of the remaking of American tennis. It's going a little quicker on the women's side with, I don't think anyone would have thought there would have been four American women in the semifinals, but they all played really well, and we really have a matchup of two young Americans here in the finals that I think a lot of people, even if you're not tennis fans, you should watch.
I think a lot of people have been excited about Sloane Stephens. I think we saw her, you know, do well in the Australian Open several years ago. And you know, she's kind of been flying below the radar. I had an injury earlier, and here she is in the final. Madison Keys has had her problems with injuries too, but here they are now on the big stage. Is it a signal of a changing of the guard, so to speak?
Yeah, I think this is. And there's some young players from other countries as well that are right in the mix. So, Sloane Stephens, I think, Sam, you've covered sports for a long time. This is the case where a player kind of had her sport taken away from her because of injury, and she came back with a new outlook and a more positive outlook, and I think that's helped her. And Madison's kind of been rising the ranks slowly for years, and people have predicted her to win a major championship, and this is a big opportunity for both of these young ladies, and it's going to be fun to watch.
Very fun to watch. Joining us now on the WaitFor.com hotline, Rick Lipper is joining us. And, of course, he's the media director for the BB&T Atlanta Open. The men's final, Rafael Nadal, Kevin Anderson, nice for him to be there. He's going to be the tallest ever to play the final at 6'8". But is anybody slowing down Rafa?
It doesn't look like it last night with what he did to Juan Martin. But Atlanta tennis fans will be familiar with Kevin Anderson because he's been a frequent competitor in the BB&T. It's kind of an intriguing matchup. Kevin Anderson, again, kind of a rebirth to his game, and Rafa just keeps going along, taking down the competition as it presents itself to him. So he looks like he does not want to be denied this title. And again, Rafa, he's missed some U.S. Opens and some Wimbledons as well. So kind of the theme maybe is in the U.S. Open this year, these players have come back from injuries to achieve success again.
And join us on the WaitFor.com hotline. It is Rick Limpert. If you want to follow him on Twitter, it is @RickRoswell. He keeps up with a lot of things, tennis and other things. Of course, today is college football day, and, of course, our friends from Florida are escaping the storm, but we got great football weather here. Makes us think about tailgate. And, Rick, you got a couple of things that you brought along this morning to tell us about if you're going to be tailgating for games.
Yeah, I mean, Sam, we're in the media, so we don't we get to walk by the tailgates. We don't get to participate.
That's right. We really don't.
I know. It's kind of a shame, but luckily I get to review some of the tailgating tech that has come out. And a few things this year, the tailgates have really gone high tech, and there's really no excuse for botching your cooking anymore. So there's an item called the BBQ Guru, at bbqguru.com, and it's a sensor you can kind of place on your grill, and it helps you get the exact temperature for cooking your meat. It lets you store the information for future use, depending on what you're making. It just really helps you not screw up your whatever you're cooking on the grill, and that's important a lot of times as when the game times approach, you want to eat, and you want to time that food out right. So BBQ Guru, worth checking out for the grill masters out there.
That's fantastic. I like how that looks, but I like the next thing even better. I've seen this before, and I think I'm going to invest in this one. This is like the grill mats.
Yeah, you should. I mean, Copper Chef, you've seen the commercials on TV if you've been watching anything on television. So yeah. Copper Chef, they make the pots and pans, which are grill safe, and they're great, but they make a grill mat that goes over your gridiron on your grill. So these grills are, your top of your grills are dirty. These mats just roll out, put on there, it cooks. You still get the lines like you're cooking on the grill, and the meat won't stick to them. The juices, the fat kind of flows off. They're easily cleaned, and for under $20, if you're using a grill, this is a no-brainer.
We got Greg behind the glass over here just nodding his head. Yes, he owns one of these, and he gets a roaring endorsement. You also got one more thing that's very important, drink tops.
Yeah. Well, even for us in the media, we always have a can of soda or water or a cup of water. So this time of the year, the buzzing flies, bees, insects, as soon as they get in your fly in your drink, you throw it away. So drink tops are made by a company called Coverware, and they have a little weight to them, so they're not going to fall off, they're not going to blow off, but just a kind of a silicone cover for your glass, for your cup, for your cans, and keeps unwanted bugs, unwanted things out of your drinks. You're not wasting drinks that are important this time of the year. You got to stay hydrated, or you want to drink to have fun. These are a given and really inexpensive. And they work. So a little weight on these covers and a little netting on them. Nothing will get in your drinks.
Ah, that's very important. Very important for the people who partake of a little something to sip on before they go into the games. Rick, we thank you for those things. But before we let you go, how about a pick in this women's final? Who you got? You got Madison or Sloan?
Oh, it is a tough one. I said I told someone yesterday. I think Madison in three sets, and that's kind of the way these. These matches have been going in women's tennis. You get a player that's hot for a set, and then they kind of their play maybe goes down, or the other player comes on. So maybe 6-3 in the third set, Madison Keys. I don't know how you feel about that, Sam.
Yeah, that's who I'm rolling with this time too. I think Madison, the power game, and I mean Sloan's fantastic, great athlete, and we all know her. You know, her father and mother. She kind of looked out in the gene pool sweepstakes, the daughter of an NFL running back and an All-American swimmer. But I just think that Madison Keys comes through in this one. But it's the start of the rivalry. It really is. I think we're going to see them again down the road as time goes by. But great to get it started today. Rick, thanks so much for the time. Always great to spend some time with you.
Thanks, Sam. And we'll be watching college football, and you're doing a great stuff with Georgia State, so keep it up.
All right, going to do that. Thanks a lot. That is Rick Limpert. And once again, you can follow him on Twitter at Rick Roswell. Greg, you talk about those covers that goes on those drinks, because you know what, Greg? Last week I was at a game, and I was walking through I'll tell people where I was. I was at Ole Miss, and I'd never been to a game down there before. Everybody talks about the Grove, and it is. The Grove is spectacular. You got these elaborate tailgates that are set up down there that people have these tents set up. They have chandeliers. And people getting ready to go to a football game. But everybody was walking around with red cups, and I couldn't get a red cup. I'm like,
you mean a red plastic cup?
Yeah, I guess that's everybody was walking around with one of these cups.
They got them here in Georgia, you know.
Yeah,
too.
But everybody down there had it was like part of the it's almost a prerequisite, and I couldn't get a cup. I never got one.
They knew you were from somewhere else. They looked at you and said, "You ain't from around here, boy." I can tell.
I asked one guy. One guy's walking around. I said, "So what you got in the cup? It's not for the kids." I said, "I know that. What's in the cup, man?" Everybody at Ole Miss. Walking around with with red cups, and nobody would share one.
I'll look at you hanging there with your bottom lip poked out like a 5-year-old.